Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back goes Willis. He slips. He starts to get up.
He's down.
He is down, and the game is over. Eagles 34, Packers 29. Zach Bond with a second sack.
You talk about an MVP defensively. Zach Bond has been all over the field tonight, and what a well of a game he's had as an Eagle on his very first game in an Eagles uniform.
What a game, Zach Bond, Friday night. 15 tackles, 2 sacks, 2 tackles for loss, and if you go watch the replay of the Reed Blankenship interception, he got dropped into coverage there. He rerouted that tight end, let Reed come make the play. So, Hugh, it was obviously a great first impression for Zach Bond here. And, I mean, it now begs the question this. One, how good is Zach Bond? Let's just start there. Because Zach, when they signed him, 1-year deal, right? If my memory serves, I think they signed him the first day or two of free agency.
But it went under the radar.
Right. Saquon and Bryce Huff, right? That it got just in the wash. Like, oh yeah, they signed a linebacker from where? The Saints? 1-year deal? Who cares? Hugh, he was their best defensive player on Friday. Should we redo our expectations? I'm not trying to say he's going to be this good every game, but like, do we have a real linebacker now?
It feels like it. It feels like he took advantage of the situation that was presented to him, and that's always a good thing. You know, when you go out there and you ball out the way that he did, man, and you just try to keep it going. You know, there was a lot that happened that put these guys behind the eight ball for the most part. And I think they responded well. That's the biggest thing that I take from it. I mean, you know, I know I'm being Captain Obvious when I say nobody wants to start a game like that. But it's a big deal to be backed up like that and only give up 6 points.
Yes.
With no pass rush, young-ass secondary, journeyman linebackers, and to go out there and do that, that's pretty impressive. And that's coaching. That is coaching, because you saw a couple times where they looked like the Keystone Cops, but they got it together, and nobody lost their composure, and they were able to get it done.
I'm glad you brought up the coaching, because when they hired Vic Fangio, we brought on Patrick Willis on the show, and he talked about how much he helped him, and obviously Patrick Willis is a Hall of Famer and a great player. but he was helped by Vic Fangio. You go through Vic Fangio's history, linebackers have their best years with him. I mean, go everywhere he played. He was in every stop for Vic Fangio. There's a linebacker or two that kind of emerges into a star, whether it be Sam Mills or way back in the day in New Orleans or Willis and Bowman. I mean, just Roquan Smith when he got to Chicago, all of these guys. And I just, when I watched the game Friday, I felt like I was watching a Pro Bowl player. He did everything on the field, Zach Bond. I know it's just one game. He's got
facial awareness, man.
Everything. He got off blocks. He played the run. He got it to the quarterback. He was in coverage. I was so impressed. And now I have to ask you this question, Hugh, and you might find this difficult to answer because you're part of the question.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the most dominant game by a number 53 in an Eagles uniform ever? I'm just asking.
Oh, 50, no.
15 tackles, 2 sacks, 2 tackles for loss. 2 quarterback hits. I don't know, Hugh. I mean, I know you had some good games here, but 15 tackles, 2 sacks?
It is kind of reminiscent of back in the day when I got here and, you know, you went out to San Diego.
When you had 4 sacks?
Four and a half.
Four and a half. So, excuse me. Excuse me.
Four and a half. I mean, Zach balled out. I gave him his props. I mean, and it's still being written for him. So I'll give him the benefit of that. I want to see more from Zach, but it's a great start. That's a great start in the Eagles uniform.
It's
no
a heck of
question
a
about it.
It's by far the best game I've seen an Eagles linebacker play since Nigel Bradham when he first got here. He had some good games. Kyle, where do you come down? I'm looking at the 53s in Eagles history. Obviously, Hugh is the top 53.
Leave Hugh alone, man.
No, I'm just asking question, okay?
So I mean, now you can ask questions.
Hugh's the gold standard for 53. Nigel Bradham did a good job for a while. We've also had some, you know, pretty nondescript 53s run around here, like Shaq Leonard.
Oh, God.
Najee Good.
Wait a minute. Romanowski? Romo?
Bill Romanowski, 94, 95.
Bradham was a 53.
Bradham, right, yes. But so Bradham, Bond now for one game, and mm-hmm. Hugh, that's kind of your, and Romanowski for a couple years. So where do you come down of an all-time 53 game there on Friday?
I got to give it to the 4.5 sacks, man. That's just like that kind of performance off the edge.
Wait a second. They lost?
Yeah, we lost that game.
I'm just, can I point out?
That's why that really changes things. Yeah, you know what? I wasn't going to say nothing, but let's be fair.
Never mind. You sucked.
Yeah, we did lose that game.
So, and yours was against Ryan Leaf. This was against Jordan Love. I mean,
yeah,
Jordan Love's a good quarterback.
We lost that game.
I don't know.
I mean, coming Bond off the edge is a little more impactful than
But Zach Bond came up clutch at the end. So
15 tackles. He did the run, pass.
And they won. See, the biggest thing is they won. See, I did that in a losing effort. You know what I mean? It just
you lost them the game, Hill.
It just don't.
If only you would have had 5 sacks and not 4.5.
You know what I'm saying, man? I mean,
probably could have won.
All right, fine.
Like, give it to Zach Bond.
All right. Best performance by a 53 in an Eagles uniform. Bond 1, Douglas 2, and Bradham against the Panthers 3.
I'll put a poll up. We'll see.
Let's see what people think. 215-592-9494. All jokes aside about the number, he played a whale of a game. I mean,
No, he balled out, man. He balled out. He was, you know, because remember, we got a chance to talk to him. He kind of got in his feelings when I said defense is not that important.
He did. I'm a big Zach Bond fan for that.
He kind of gave me the middle finger on that one.
You know, and I believe when we had Zach Bond on from training camp, I did mention to him how many sacks you had in this uniform. And he's just like tongue in cheek said, like, that's the goal.
Yeah, and then he was like, no disrespect, OG, but I don't know the history. I'm like, no, it's cool.
Well, now here's a new history. The best 53 performance in an Eagles uniform.
Oh, yeah, he balled out now.
Bond.
Yeah, I give him his props, though.
Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. And let's check into some of our polls here to start the show today. Number one, what's the biggest takeaway from the game Friday night? What stood out the most, that they won or Hurts' performance? 75% on the victory. They won. And I do like this result so far. What do you attribute Jalen's performance to more? The new offense, right? New scheme, new coordinator, or Elliott Shore Parks? Did Elliott jinx Jalen with all the interceptionless training camp stuff? Because he threw double the interceptions in one night than he did all of camp.
He did. And that's going to be a stickler for a lot of people, man. Brett Favre threw a lot of interceptions, too, and he went to a Super Bowl. That's all. I just wanted to put that out
Brett
there.
Brett Favre had one MVPs.
No, I'm just saying.
Really?
But Brett Favre also threw like 35 touchdowns a year.
Brett Favre threw a lot of picks.
Yeah, but you can't turn it over as much as Jalen has and put up 23 touchdowns in a season.
Even
that's not going to cut it.
When he was on his Hall of Fame run.
I'm just saying. Those are Kenny Pickett numbers by Jalen.
He threw a lot of picks.
Yeah, but that's Brett Favre.
No, I'm just saying.
He also made a lot of plays.
No, this is before he was a Hall of Famer. I'm just saying. He threw a lot of picks.
when Jalen wins three MVPs, he could throw up more.
You know, I just recall, you know, Jim Johnson saying in a meeting, hey, just be patient. He's going to throw it to you.
Yeah, but that's not who Jalen's supposed to be. Smart, efficient.
He's supposed to be, but I'm just like, picks are bad. I know that. But hell, Brett Favre threw a lot of them, and he won a Super Bowl.
He also had an arm that we don't quite have.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Is a joke, quite frankly.
I'm just giving you perspective.
You're just giving all the people out there who want to defend, you know, decisions.
No, I'm just saying. It was
OG Wade is pumping his fist right now in celebration.
I'm just giving you a frame of reference.
But somewhere in the office, as people are yelling at each other today about Jalen's performance, you know what someone's going to? Did you hear what Hugh said today?
Yeah.
He said Brett Favre threw picks.
And they did.
Checkmate.
The headline, Hugh Douglas, Jalen Hurts.
No, it was just that. No, I just thought it was funny because that year, they were calling Jameis 30 for 30. I was just like, wait a minute, Brett Favre threw a lot of picks. I think he had a 30 for 30 season.
Well, that's the foil to your Brett Favre comp. Is it Jameis Winston did the same type of thing?
No, but I'm just saying, it was just, I know it's a different era.
Jameis didn't win the MVPs.
Take care of the football, but boy, Brett Favre threw a lot of picks.
Now, here is one thing I will say, and we can just call this defense of Jalen. Yesterday, if you look across the NFL, a lot of quarterbacks played poorly yesterday.
Yeah,
I mean, it was pretty bad. So yesterday we had only two 300-yard passers, and only 14 quarterbacks got to even 200 yards yesterday. There were 15 quarterbacks yesterday threw for less than 200 yards, or this week I should say, because there were a couple games Friday, obviously, and Thursday. That's a lot. I mean, now there were some young rookie quarterbacks playing. You kind of feel like that's going to happen once in a while with those guys. But like Kirk Cousins is not a rookie. Kyler Murray is not a rookie. Trevor Lawrence is not a rookie. Deshaun Watson is not a rookie. He's cooked. How about Joe Burrow? I mean, he stunk it up yesterday. So a lot of the passing games in the NFL were on ice yesterday. Jim in Center City. What's up, Jim?
Yo.
Jim.
Dude, what's happening?
What's up?
Hey,
man.
Jim.
So I'm going to start my comments with the following. Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Kirk Cousins, Kyle Pitts. You know who took care of those four people yesterday? One guy, T.J. Watt, destroyed the entire game plan, destroyed the entire team.
Jumped outside a couple times, too. But they still
won. So extrapolate that to what the Eagles are lacking on the edge, and you can see how important that position is. So here's my proposal. Hashtag bring Hassan home. He won't play for the Jets. Don't give the Jets back a 3. Give them back a 7. Just to stick it in.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hughes and Douglas is no. Give him back. Give him back a seven and bring Hassan
Jim.
Home. So I get somebody on the edge.
Jim, I like this movement. Let's do it. Let's go.
Jim,
before
I ask you this question, before you, I talk about Hassan Reddick, are you high?
No, he's
no. I love it.
First of all,
he's
y'all
dead
need
right.
Okay, first of all, y'all need to calm down.
No.
Because that's not going to happen.
Why not?
It's not going to happen.
Bring Hassan home. Bring Hassan home.
First of all, Jill, you call up here, get my partner all riled up about nothing.
Exactly.
It's not,
let's go, Allie.
Jim.
I'm excited.
It's not going to happen. Football season has started. We need to move on. Let's move on, shall we?
Absolutely not.
You know what we do here? They have a $51 million edge rusher who got as many pressures as I did on Friday.
And we have to work with what we got, fellas. Let's leave. Hassan Reddick has his own problem. We don't even know. Hassan Reddick ain't even come to the game tonight, which I was right about, by the way.
Exactly.
Just why we should
let
pay
y'all know.
Let's apologize and bring him back.
You weren't going to pay him here.
Yeah, we're saying sorry, Hugh, and paying him.
No, ain't nobody saying sorry.
Jim, hashtag it. We got to do this.
I'm sorry, Hassan.
My comments on Jalen, I think, to echo Joe, I think you're dead on it, Joe. If you look at, I mean, I taped NFL Red Zone yesterday because it was too beautiful not to be outside all day yesterday. But when I got home, I watched it all, and the quarterback play in the NFL yesterday was horrific. I mean, hashtag horrific, terrible. I mean, when you have Baker Mayfield as the best quarterback by far in the league yesterday, you know the quarterback play was horrific.
Yeah,
so
it really was.
Jalen, and see what he did compared to that. I thought Jalen did really well in an offense. And you know what? They always talked about, you know, we used to years ago talk about before 22, Jalen's intangibles.
Mm-hmm.
I think his intangibles showed in the game. He's a gamer, man. He knows how to win. Give him the weapons. Give him Saquon like they did. Give him AJ, and he wins. He's a winner.
Well, he is that, and he's been that since college. He is a winner, and late, he really made some plays with his legs and a couple good throws. Jim, we preached a phone call to Devontae to help seal that game. Yeah, to Jim's point and what I was referencing yesterday the league average passer rating was 84.9. That's pretty rough. I mean, that's 20 years ago quarterback play.
That was being sunk pretty heavily by Deshaun Watson.
Well,
and
so
Bryce Young
came in at 32.8. Danny Jones at 44.3.
Big creepy.
And then Deshaun Watson at 51.1.
That will bring an average down.
Oh, my gosh. That's bad. Now, by the way, Jordan Love and Jalen Hurts both came in under that number on Friday. And they weren't bad like the other guys, but they were slightly below for this week. So I don't think Jim's thought on bring Hassan Reddick home is crazy.
It is crazy.
I'm all for it.
Because they're not going to do it.
Yeah, but this is the opportunity's knocking for Howie tonight. As Joe Douglas sits there and sweats when Brock Purdy's throwing touchdowns because Hassan Reddick's sitting at home laughing and getting fined $800,000 tonight, this is when Howie's got to make that phone call. Joe, I'll take your problem off your hands. Send him back.
I'll tell you what, man. Woo. I mean, I hear what y'all saying, but the Jets had a pretty damn good defense before Hassan got there. He was just another piece.
But they lost Huff and replaced him with Reddick.
Yeah, but was it Quinnen Williams and his brother, the linebacker? They got some guys they can hunt up front, man.
Forget about the Jets. Where was our pass rush on Friday?
It was there.
No, it wasn't. It was nowhere.
You're lying. I lied.
It was one pressure.
It was non-existent.
No, but the secondary. Boy, that secondary.
Hassan Reddick plays for the D-line, last I checked.
So there's two.
That secondary, though. How about that secondary play?
All right, there's two ways to look at Friday. And then we did this a lot with games
last
year.
It was slippery.
Okay, that's one way. We could look at it that way. They were tough and they were gutty, right, to not allow the touchdown to the red zone. There's another world where if Jordan Love doesn't slip a couple times and they don't drop a couple passes. No, the Eagles have give up 45 on Friday.
Yeah, it's a bunch of ifs out there.
I know, but like
a whole lot of ifs.
When you don't get near the quarterback, those ifs some become.
I tell you what, TJ Watt was out there balling, but he jumped off sides a couple times. He was jumping the snap count. And they didn't adjust to that. The center Did not adjust to that at all.
I would kill to have a T.J. Watt on this team, no matter how many times he jumps off sides.
I'm glad Jim brought that up, because we're going to play the Falcons next. And I think as the week goes on, we'll talk more about the game. There's going to be an assumption like, well, the Eagles are going to blow the Falcons out. They're not that good. They lost to the Steelers.
They got pretty decent defense.
Well, they lost to the Steelers because T.J. Watt wrecked the game. Who's our T.J. Watt next Monday?
Jalen Carter.
Okay. I mean, that'd be wonderful.
Jordan Davis needs to play better, too, by the way. I mean, I'm not down on him like most people are. But it was a couple of times. He don't go the way that they're trying to block you. You got to fight against that block. A couple of times, he was on skates.
Thought like he was better fella. Early in the game. And
yeah,
then
come on, big dog. Like if they're putting pressure on you, that means the play is probably coming the way that they're trying to move you out of. So you can't go with the block, man. You can't go with the block.
What do we make of what happened with the run defense? Early it was good. I thought the first few possessions, and then Josh Jacobs got going. Hugh, you concerned about that?
I was, and I was like, why didn't they just keep running the ball? Especially with the track being as bad as it was or as slippery as it was. If they had ran the ball, it probably would have been a different ball game.
They ran it 21 times for 163. It was 7-8 a carry.
It was a bunch of miscues in that game last night. Like, I thought it was kind of interesting that you went for two as early as you did.
Yeah, I think LaFleur is kind of a dopey in-game coach. I don't think he knows what he's doing in the games.
Sirianni kind of coached circles around him in terms of, like, in-game decision-making.
I agree. Yeah, I thought the same thing.
It's interesting.
I mean, LaFleur is obviously a good play designer and offensive
guy. Interesting, huh?
Well, you want Sirianni?
Well, just like, you know, it's the whole, what does Sirianni do here? I mean, we did see what he did here.
Went to that touch bush one time too many, though.
He was right on that.
Y'all did. They went to the touch bush one time too many, man.
Well, why is it one time too many? Just because they didn't succeed?
Yeah, it was just...
They fumbled a snap.
Let the running back.
It's not Sirianni's
fault. But didn't it get stopped once before that?
I think, yes, they did. Yeah. I mean, look, you could maybe give... You could give Saquon the ball a little bit more in that situation, but it almost like at a certain point when the tush push is that successful, doesn't it seem counterproductive to like run backwards to hand off a football when you could just dive forward and get a yard?
But it wasn't that productive the other night, though. I keep saying last night, but the other night.
New center. They'll work it out.
I'm not that worried about the center exchange stuff. They'll figure that. That's they got to figure that out together. Josh in Wilmington. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Hey,
Victory
Josh.
Monday.
What's up, buddy?
All right, so let me get my note out, because I took notes over the weekend. And, I mean, first things first, and you guys have been hitting on it. One of the things that I mentioned to you on Friday was where I was focused up, right? Middle of the defense.
Yeah.
You know? Middle of the defense, right? I want to see Jordan Davis, right? I want to see those Mike linebacker. In this conversation, I mean, Bond. You know, all the way through the first quarter into the second quarter, he was the only guy on the field that had a dirty uniform. You know what I mean? He was hunting, and it was awesome. Now, Jordan Davis, we may be needing to put an APB out on him. Same with our boy Huff. However, Jalen Carter was getting held the whole damn game. Period.
He was. I mean, it was a lot. Yeah, I mean, you could tell, Josh.
I was always told, if you're getting held, that's your fault.
Well, but you're getting held. It's more difficult to make a play, is it not?
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, not to pull this card, but like being a former NFL defensive lineman, that's every time I would complain about being held, Tommy Brady would be like, hey, if he's holding you, that's your fault.
That's before you were plant-based, though.
Hey, wait, yeah, bring it back full circle.
Speaking of that, Joe,
I'm just saying, what's
up? Just to let you know, my friend, when you end up at the Golden Corral, they ain't using plant-based butter up there.
No, listen.
There's no chance they are.
I was told plant-based butter at the Golden Corral.
Listen, I was told that they also don't use to-go plates. And I was like, we've got to change that policy.
You can't have to-go plates at a buffet.
A big, you know, like a whole bread.
Okay, well I'm going to do.
It's all you can eat while you're there.
Okay, well, you know what I'm about to do? I'm about to bring some Tupperware there. I had to bring some Tupperware, man.
You're destroying the
some of that food got to come home with me, Joe.
The business plan of a buffet means you
some of that food got to come home with me,
now,
man.
Now, all you can eat while you're in the building.
Man, because I was listening to what they had. We didn't got off track, didn't we? Okay,
yeah, we did.
Go back. Say what you got to say, Josh. My bad, because I'm about to get off track.
I'm interested to hear what you have to say. You better bet it, because I brought it up. So here's the thing, right? Jalen Hurts, too. Jalen Hurts. With all the criticism, this, that, and the other, right? In this new scheme, he's 100% going to work these kinks out. And, you know, you saw coming out of the half, just a little bit of difference in his body language at the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is going to gain momentum, and I have absolutely zero concern because, again, week one and our offense, once it got the wheels underneath the wagon, was no joke. Everybody that we got a stable full of thoroughbreds, for crying out loud. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
So here's the thing. We six of 11. So we get points. We had the ball 11 times. We take points. We 6 points. Or excuse me.
Don't worry about it. I do that every day. Don't worry about it. You got it.
Oh, man. You're cooking, man. Weekends on a huge.
I got you, dog. You cooking, dog. We got you.
Yeah, I'm cooking. So Mekhi Becton, right? Never playing guard before. My man can play guard. Straight up. He played a hell of a game. Couple miscues at center. But I'm going to tell you what, that interior of the line, once they get going, they're going to be hunting too. And, you know, lastly, N'Kobe Dean, couple mistakes. But I'm going to tell you what, he was out there hunting too. And I like that. I think it's promising. And for all the criticism that he's taken, man, let's see him ball out because we know his boy Jordan Davis ain't worth a lick right now. And I'm going to be honest with you.
I think it is, man.
Yeah, strong.
We're still searching for him. He's got to make some plays. Josh, man, we appreciate it, buddy. Good phone call. Here's the positives out of Jalen and why you should feel good about the offense moving forward. They scored 34 despite a lot of turnovers, right? Way too many turnovers. They put the ball on the ground. They threw intercepts. They still scored 34. Jalen Hurts with motion was 15 of 21 for and over 10 yards an attempt. He was really good when they had motion. And he could see the field clearly. Mm-hmm. And Jalen Hurts against the blitz. That's as good as he's looked against the blitz in 2 years. That's the good. If he cleans up the mistakes, the mental errors, and stops throwing the ball in harm's way, they're going to score a lot of points. I don't know if it's Hugh Douglas' 30 or 35 points per game or 50,000, whatever he predicted, but they'll score a lot of points if Jalen...
I do throw some big numbers out
there. Yeah, sometimes. If they just protect the football, they will score a lot of points. All right, 215-592-9494. Your call is coming up next segment. React to Friday's win. Your biggest takeaway from the game. We'll get to the Phillies at 1. Their magic number. Bryce Harper, not exactly in agreement with me on something I've been saying. We'll get to that as well. Midday show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. If you're losing more and more...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.